We are receiving a signal.
What is it?
She's an orbiting killer, capable of destroying every ship we have.
Who picked you for this mission?
I did.
You just don't understand, do you?
Yes, I do understand.
We haven't dared tangle with the Bay Star since we fled the colonies.
Can we just drop this?
No, we can't just drop it. What do you think, you have the corner on loneliness?
Launch all Vipers.
This can be used for more than just thinking.
Turbo.
Are you ready?
For what?
Watch.
Frightening.
Don't worry, Cassiopeia. We're perfectly safe. The bubble's constructed of transparent titanium.
It's sure a lot different from a Viper cockpit.
It's so open. It's like riding in the hand of God. At least that's the way I like to think of it. You like it, Chiba?
Oh, Apollo. I love it.
Well, get up here and try it. Come on.
Apollo, what was this bubble used for?
It's a celestial chamber. The only one left on the Galactica. When the old girl was launched over 500 yards ago, there were a number of these domes. Back then, the navigators used to come up here to take star sightings to sort of double-check the navigation computer. I doubt anyone's been here except us and 100 yarn or more.
Well, all these instruments seem to work.
I repaired the ones that didn't.
I like coming up here to shoot the stars the way my ancestors did.
Sometimes, buddy, I get the feeling you'd have loved living in the past. Knocking around some planetary system in an old-fashioned sublight rocket.
Well, it may have been slow, but it was more of a challenge. I think living back then might have been more fun.
Apollo, what's the scanner set for?
Long-range communications. Only, you won't get anything on it. Those gamma frequencies are outdated. We don't use them anymore.
Well, somebody does.
What?
It's very weak, but we are receiving a signal.
What is it?
I can't tell. I'm recording and trying to get a direction of this.
We're losing it.
It's gone.
Any idea where it came from?
Well, it looked like a ship, but it wasn't like anyone I've ever seen.
I have. On our history scans. It looked a little like something the colonies used to fly a couple of thousand yards ago.
Some sort of spacecraft.
Can you enhance the signal?
Maybe Wilker can with the computer. Best I can do is to try and clear up the audio.
That's it.
Do you have any idea where it's coming from?
Well, it could be a harmonic signal, a doubling or quadrupling of the original transmitting frequency. It's one of the reasons we don't use those old gamma frequencies anymore. If it is a harmonic, well, its origins could be relatively close.
And if it's not?
If that's a primary frequency, it's come a long way to be that weak. It's probably intergalactic.
Intergalactic? Then we picked up something that could have been transmitted 100 yards ago.
Or 1,000.
or 10,000. No telling just how long that signal's been traveling through space.
You mean that we could be looking at something from the past?
On anybody?
Quite possibly.
I wonder whose.
Your guess is as good as mine, but let's check out Boomer's theory that it's a harmonic signal from something close by. Did you get a position fix?
As near as we can compute, it came in on a line through this quadrant. Something like this.
Colonel Ty, concentrated scan, please.
Concentrated scan.
Start quadrant Epsilon 7, Mark 4.
Yes, sir.
I'd forgotten all about that celestial dome topside. What were you four doing up there?
Just taking in the view, Commander.
Sir, the only area of possible interest in that quadrant is a solar system on the edge of our scanners about here.
Right on the line of transmission. It may be a harmonic signal.
Maybe.
Any life forms?
Too far for that data, sir. We're barely picking up major planets.
Apollo, take a Viper patrol into that quadrant. See if you can find the source of the signal.
Yes, sir.
Boomer, you keep working on that recording until Dr. Wilker returns.
Yes, sir. What were you doing in that dome?
Colonel...
Planets fairly widespread orbits. I got him. Not scanning any life forms.
Neither am I, but we're still a long way off.
Let's split up and take a closer look at the first three. First planet's a giant. 80% compressed hydrogen. 12% helium, no life forms. It sure is pretty.
So's number two. Beautiful, but deadly. The atmosphere's almost totally comprised of compressed carbon dioxide. No life forms.
Leave it to me to get the ugly one. No atmosphere, just barren rock. No life could possibly... Wait. What is it? I'm picking up something. Just rising on the backside of the planet. Oh, no. No. Starbuck, get out of here. It's a Cylon base star.
I thought we'd lost them for good.
We all did, Commander.
You sure you weren't detected?
I was out of there before they reached orbit. Sheba and I were blocked out by the other two planets. I don't think they could have scanned us.
Thank God for that.
Stay on it, Omega. Commander, we're still too far out to pick up the base star on our scanners, but nothing has left that solar system except our patrol.
Good, then they can't scan us either.
They couldn't have picked a better spot to lay a trap, sir. That solar system is on the very rim of the galaxy. We'll have to backtrack a long way to get a fleet the size of ours around her without being detected.
They're aware of that. That's why they're sitting where they are. Apollo, that transmission you picked up... They're enticing us in.
Think that signal originated on that base star?
I think that most likely. It's an elaborate lure. Precisely what I'd expect from the Cylons.
I'm not so sure.
Whether it is or not, what are we going to do?
I just explained, Lieutenant, there's nothing we can do but turn back.
Oh, there must be another way.
Yes. There is. We can attack.
Adama, we haven't dared tangle with the base star since we fled the colonies.
My father did.
Yes, he did.
And the Pegasus hasn't been heard from since.
But Commander Kane attacked two base stars. We'd be taking on only one. Obviously, they've spread their base stars out through all the star systems in order to find us. And this base star may be the only one in this galaxy. Ty... You realize this is the first time since we fled the colonies that we have the advantage. But even if we didn't have the advantage, I'm tired of running, Adama.
So am I.
Then let's take her on. Nothing since no. Launch a fighter patrol to circumnavigate the outer edge of this planetary system. Just to be safe, by your command, duty patrol to the launch bay.
She has 300 fighters. Carries two long-range megapulsars. Here. And here, and over 100 defensive laser turrets. She's an orbiting killer, capable of destroying every ship we have, including the Galactica.
That's what I like about the Colonel, his optimism.
We do have one advantage, the element of surprise. And I intend to make the most of it. All Viper squadrons will be launched before the Galactica is within their scanning range. Your job is to draw out their fighters. You'll be outnumbered. 2-1. But you're used to that.
Better odds than we had on Caprica.
We lost at Caprica.
I intend to bring the Galactica in an arc. Come in past the sun from the opposite direction. If we're lucky, the base star will be so occupied watching you that we'll be on her before she's aware of us. And we'll get in the first strike. After that, it's a toe-to-toe slugging match. Well, that's it. Thank you. And good luck. Colonel?
Squadron assembly at 1750. Launch 1800. The officers' club will be open to all warriors, regardless of rank, for one centaur and one drink on the commander. Commencing now.
Well, if the commander's buying, I'm drinking.
If anybody's buying, you're drinking, Jolly.
Follow, are you coming?
In a bit.
I should know better than to ask, but what is it?
I was just thinking.
That's what I was afraid of.
We could just figure some way to knock out the scanners in her control center. The Galactica would be sure to get in the first strike.
Terrific idea. You want to tell me how?
I don't know.
Right, let's get a drink.
But it would have to be from the inside.
Oh, sure. All you have to do is fire Vipers through 100 fighters, land on the base star, find a control center, blow it up, and take off again. Simple.
You're right.
Of course I'm right, Apollo.
No. No, we could do it if we use Baltar's Cylon fighter.
No.
It's the only way to guarantee the Galactica getting in the first strike. That's the key to victory, and you know it, Father.
Of course I do. But suppose you did get inside. Then what? What's the security like in the landing bay? How many Centurions are there between you and the control center? Where is the control center?
Starbuck, when Baltar captured you, you were taken to a space star. He knows.
Apollo, they didn't exactly give me the grand tour. I do know the central core leads to all decks, but I have no idea where control center is.
Make an educated guess.
You know, I think your plan will work.
It will?
Bridge, Commander Adama. I want a shuttle launched immediately to the prison barge with orders to bring Baltar back to my quarters.
Baltar? Mm-hmm. You really think he'll help us, Vaughn?
Just may.
Our patrol has passed the outer planets and found nothing. Order them to continue into the galaxy as long as fuel permits.
Enter. Remove his shackles and wait outside.
Toys, Adama?
Would you like a drink?
What do you want, Adama?
Information.
They found you.
We found them.
It's the same thing.
We're going to destroy them.
Destroy them, a base star? Not likely.
With your help.
Why would I possibly help you?
To regain your freedom.
You're taunting me.
I'm offering you freedom in exchange for information.
And how do you define freedom?
We've been passing a number of habitable planets within shuttling range of the fleet. I intend to set you on one. With adequate provisions and shelter.
Marooned.
It's better than the prison barge.
Communications?
No.
Even a marooned man must have some hope of eventual rescue.
Very well. But only sufficient for short-range communication.
And when am I to be set free?
After the base star has been destroyed.
What if they destroy you? And me along with you?
And that's the risk you'll have to take. Do we have an agreement?
You get done romping through that base star and fly out of there. We don't want to confuse you with the other Cylon fighters, so I rigged this.
What is it?
It's an identification transmitter set to our attack frequency. If one of us comes up on your tail, we get a flashing red dot in our attack scanner. So even though we may think about it, we won't blow you out of the sky.
You sure it'll work?
It'll work.
Thanks, Boomer. Did Dr. Wilker get a chance to enhance that transmission we picked up?
No, not yet.
You still think it didn't come from the base star?
I don't know. I got a funny feeling it didn't.
Starbuck, could I have a word with you, please?
It's getting a little crowded in here. I think I'll go and find Wilker.
Yeah, Cass,
Alone.
Excuse me for a senton.
It takes three Cylons to fly this fighter.
I need you and Boomer to lead the squadrons.
Besides, the third Cylon just sits where you are and gives orders.
Very well, then. Who picked you for this mission?
I did.
You really want to get yourself killed, don't you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Ever since you lost Serena, you've taken every high-risk mission on the board.
Serena has nothing to do with it.
She was a very lovely woman, Apollo. But she's dead.
Can we just drop this?
No, we can't just drop it. What do you think, you have the quarter on loneliness here?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I guess we have kind of been at each other's throats ever since the moment we met.
Yeah, I guess we have.
Except for lately. You've kind of included me in your tight little circle of friends. And I appreciate that, Apollo.
Yeah, well, I realize I've been a little hard on you.
Did you ever think about the fact that maybe two people who snap at each other for no reason are doing it to avoid their real feelings? About it quite a bit.
You know me, I'll make it.
Man, knowing you, you're probably going to find some beautiful female prisoner to rescue on that base star.
Come on, that's crazy.
Starbuck? Good luck, Hotshot.
What, has everyone gone crazy?
Oh, you just don't understand, do you?
Yes, I do understand. I just don't see the sense of dwelling on what might go wrong. It's a lousy way to live.
Timer set?
I have 1 cent on delay.
Whatever you do, don't lose that transmitter. It's the only way we'll be able to tell you from the Cylons.
I don't know if we do, we'll just waggle our wings.
You would.
Hey. I've never seen you fuss so much.
Well, I guess I would feel better if I were going.
We need you to lead the squad.
It doesn't change the way I feel.
Lieutenant, I'm at your disposal.
What will happen when we land without clearance?
Probably nothing. They'll assume you've had a communications breakdown. Of course, if they don't have any ships in the air, they'll send a Centurion to check who you are.
I know where to enter the central core from the landing bays, but where's the control center?
At the bottom of the core. There's always a Centurion on guard at the hatch leading to it. Once you eliminate him, you'll be in the computer banks. You won't have to go into the control room itself. Blowing up those computers will blind the base star.
How much resistance can we expect in the core area?
That all depends on how many Centurions are passing through it at the time you enter. There's only one guard, as I said.
Well, that's it.
Starbuck.
Pollock.
See you soon.
Good luck. If they don't succeed, I die too.
You know how to fly this thing?
I thought you did.
Gone. So soon. Why did I ever have to fall in love with a warrior?
I don't know.
They're penetrating the solar system now, sir.
Anything?
I don't know. I'm having trouble with this scanner. I don't get anything but blips.
Maybe I should get myself a Cylon co-pilot.
Starbuck! Holy crap! Apollo!
Roll around this.
You think they're on to us?
So, must have flown into the middle of a patrol. Hell, they think we're astray joining back up.
Apollo.
Well, we'll soon know if they're on to us or not.
A patrol has landed. No activity in the system.
To launch bay.
Pilots, man your Vipers.
Let's go! Launched.
Bring her around to Mark Delta 5. Full scan.
Mark Delta 5. Executing. That's the last of them.
It's the hatch in the central core.
Let's go.
Charges, I'll cover you.
Well, there's nothing but planets so far.
Well, the Baystar was behind the third planet when Starbuck spotted her.
That's right. We hold this heading. We want to pull those Cylon fighters to us.
Bearing Omega 7 fighters confirmed. Two squadrons, launch all fighters to intercept. Scan for the Galactica by your command.
What's the spotted our Vipers?
Just one more!
Thank you.
scan indicates our squadrons are engaged.
Give it to me here.
Yes, sir.
They're heavily outnumbered.
They can hold their own. All we need now is to... There she is, Ty!
The base star.
Yes. Now let's pray that Apollo and Starbuck have knocked out our scanners. Battle stations.
Yes, sir. Battle stations! Seal all compartments! I don't think she scanned us, sir.
They might just have done it, Ty. Stand by to fire. Fire!
What happened? Aft laser turrets report an attacking battlestar. Fire aft mega lasers.
Around Delta 1-5. Five port lasers as she comes to bear.
Coming around, sir. And the landing bays are intact.
Thank God for that. Recall all Vipers.
We're getting a recall signal from the Galactica. Break off! Break off! We're going home.
They're not following.
I think they've had it. Has anyone picked up Apollo and Starbuck on their attack scanner?
Boomer, do you think...
Sheba, they're probably already back having a cool one in the officers' club.
Nothing. Not a sign of them. We've had a number of Cylon fighters making suicide runs at us, but none transmitting the identification signal.
What if they never even got off that base star?
Commander, another Cylon fighter approaching.
Transfer to my console. Here comes another one.
Maybe that's them.
Switch to attack computer frequency. No flashing red dot. Activate laser guns.
No, sir, don't fire. It's them.
How do you know?
They're waggling! Waggling?
Just keep waggling, buddy. I told you we didn't need any of that electronic Felga carb.
I thought I'd find you up here.
Hey, Starbuck.
Everyone's looking for you at the victory celebration. I think they're going to give us the medal.
I'll be there.
You still don't think that transmission was a Cylon lure, do you?
No. Only now we'll never know. Wilker's lab was destroyed in the battle and the recording with it.
So you're waiting here for another transmission?
Yeah. Boomer rigged a gamma frequency signal booster. If anything's out there, I should pick it up.
You think it came from Earth, don't you?
I hope it did. First contact with Earth should be our transmission. Something similar to what we saw.
Just looked like an old spacecraft on a routine run to me.
Well, what would you expect, a momentous message? No, we'll just pick up routine radio or video scans. Nothing extraordinary. To them, anyway.
Oh, come on, buddy. Let's join the celebration. If Earth's out there, we'll find it without you holding vigil.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Planet known as Earth.